Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Wright. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to home to get Carrasquel. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. One out. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Easter reaches third base with a triple. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Easter scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to second. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fox bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Easter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of right. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Doby moves to third. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland misplays the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Rivera moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to home to get Rivera. Lawler moves to third. Pierce moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Robinson out. Two outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake strikes out. Two outs. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of right. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Garcia moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby is walked intentionally. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Garcia scores. Mitchell moves to third. Doby moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Doby scores. Easter moves to third. Rosen moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Wally Westlake. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is walked intentionally. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Bertie Tebbets. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Jim Hegan now catching. Harry Simpson now playing right field. Hector Rodriguez pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garcia for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Avila steals second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Avila moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Mealy scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Howie Judson. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Stobbs now pitching. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.